Support for the Something Wild podcast comes from you, our listeners, and from the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture. New Hampshire's farms and farmers markets are full of fresh goods rich with agricultural heritage and available all year long. You can locate local farmers markets, farm stands, and fairs near you using the directories at visitnh.gov/agriculture.
There it is, right up there. It says, the Mountain Wanderer Maps and Books, with a peace sign flag.
I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. I rolled into the parking lot of the Mountain Wanderer bookstore in Lincoln, New Hampshire. I was there to meet two white mountain hiking experts, authors Mike Dickerman of Bondcliff Books and Steve Smith, the editor of the Appalachian Mountain Club's White Mountain Hiking Guide. Steve also owns the Mountain Wanderer.
Hello! How you doing, guys?
Good.
You can go for a walk today?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
It's a beautiful day.
We hopped in the car, and before long, we found ourselves at one of the trailheads for...
All right, so we'll climb out and we'll go for a hike.
The Pemigewasset Wilderness Area at Lincoln Woods.
Is this the largest wilderness area in the White Mountain National Forest?
Yes, yeah. 45,000 acres.
45,000 acres, and this bridge is the gateway.
This is it, yep. Many a long journey has started here and ended here.
We weren't far along the trail when Mike and Steve began swapping war stories from decades of walking these trails.
I fell on the stream there, remember, it broke through the ice, almost up to my waist in the middle of January. I was soaking wet and I had icicles. My whole pants, wool pants were like covered in icicles.
Mm-hmm. There was a... On an AMC trip, somebody broke a leg on the slide or something in the winter.
These sorts of stories are rites of passage for any serious hiker. And make no mistake, these are two serious hikers who have watched decades of change. Hiking gear, tent technology, hydration, but also within the community, on the peaks and on social media.
You know, it used to be when back in the 80s, that was strictly a weekend pursuit. Nobody hiked during the week. Now, every trailhead has a car at it every day. I think, popularity of social media has really just brought more people out into the woods. They see something posted online and, oh, I got to try that. And all the locals talk about it. You drive through Franconia Notch on a Saturday from middle of May till middle of October, and there'll be at least 200 to 250 cars parked on the highway, 93, mm-hmm. every Saturday.
That's a good thing? It's kind of a two-sided coin, right?
Indeed, yeah. I mean, it's great to see, you know, people out enjoying the mountains and hopefully becoming, you know, advocates of the mountains and stewards of the mountains. One of the issues, I think, is how do you reach all these new people that are getting out there?
Mike now worries about novice hikers and their safety especially.
And certainly in the wintertime, people really push the envelope there. They're bound and determined to get those peaks in no matter what the weather is. And, you know, there have been some unfortunate... More than a few unfortunate fatalities over the years because of that.
Steve has seen a lot of those trail injuries, too. As a member of the regional search and rescue team, he has a few tips to keep yourself safe on the trail.
Myself, I always leave an itinerary and a map of my intended route with my wife. Yeah, that's a basic tenet of the Hike Safe program. And, you have to constantly reinforce it with all these new hikers coming in.
And then there's the matter of protecting the fragile environment and native species whose homes these mountain trails wind through.
Where people that don't know any better tend to wander off the trail onto the alpine vegetation. And a lot of times it's just because they don't know.
Because getting off the trail, you're damaging some of these fragile alpine plants.
But at the same time, it's got to be encouraging to think that there's a future generation of hikers coming up who are entering into and discovering all this.
No, I think it's great that there are more people out there. You know, I mean, we're all part of the problem, you know. I mean, we're all out there, you know, and whether we've been out there for 30 years or for 3 weeks, we all contribute to, you know, the numbers of people on the trails.
As we prepared to clear off the trail ourselves, I asked Steve and Mike to try to define the siren's call that is the White Mountain hiking experience.
Well, I think first and foremost is the scenic beauty. I mean, it's a stunning landscape. There's a certain intimacy to the mountains here that I think people like. They're accessible, and yet you can go in a few miles, even a couple of miles, and feel like you're a million miles from nowhere.
When I was working on the last edition of the guidebook with Steve, you know, I would do two or three hikes in a day, and every one would be different. Again, it might be a valley walk, it might be a scramble up a steep little peak. You just never knew what you could do, and that's what I like about the Whites. We do have that variety.
Driving home that day, I thought about how that intimacy and variety will always draw new hikers to the Whites. They don't seem it, but these mountains are fragile. And as Mike and Steve suggest, new hikers can become the best advocates for this mountain landscape. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. My producer is Andrew Perella. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
In 1985, a blue 55-gallon drum was discovered in the woods of Bear Brook State Park.
This isn't, you know, somebody parking in the fire lane. This is, we've got bodies, we've got people, we don't even know their names. I think the most frustrating thing is we didn't know who they were.
Available now from NHPR, Bear Brook, a podcast about a cold case that's changing how murders will be investigated forever. Learn more at bearbrookpodcast.org.